Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Bishop scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up McNair. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Bengo reaches second base with a double. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. Shult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bango hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. There goes Cochran trying to get to home. Schult throws the ball into Kress, who relays the ball to Bango, who tags Cochran, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 2-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Burns scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Williams reaches second base with a double. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cochran. Melillo moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Melillo moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Lefty Grove now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl McNeely pinch hits for Tom Jenkins. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing right field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. Miller moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair bunts towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Bango drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grove out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.